Happy Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. Today marks a major feast in the life of the church as it brings to the fullest fulfillment the paschal work of Christ, his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. Last year, about this time, I was moving into the rectory. And I remember as I was unpacking all my boxes and getting my room together, before I had even walked over here to really meet anybody here in the parish, I had this moment where, after everything was put together, where this profound sense of loneliness began to kind of take hold of my heart. So I walked over to the Adoration Chapel, and as always, Jesus is very good at banishing loneliness. That's the key, communion with him. And I was assured, being in his presence, that all would be well. Now, I imagine all of us have had experiences of loneliness, right? We've all felt that loneliness. And it's a painful experience. It's not pleasant. And I suspect that the apostles felt something of this loneliness as Jesus was preparing to depart from them. Why? Why are you going, Lord? Of course, he tells us, I will not leave you orphan. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And as Catholics, we know that the visible presence of our Redeemer continues through the sacraments of the Church. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. But why? Why does he have to leave? Why must he ascend into heaven? The mystery of the Lord's ascension is intimately linked with that of the incarnation, which we celebrate at Christmas. Right? The Word becomes flesh. The second person of the Holy Trinity takes on our humanity through the flesh of the Virgin Mary. The one who came down from heaven in the mystery of the ascension goes back up into heaven. But this time it's different. Because he goes, he says, to prepare a place for us, by taking our humanity with him into the heights of heaven. What a powerful, powerful mystery of our faith. And it gets at the core of Christianity. That God takes on our human nature and brings it into the heights of heaven. Christ ascends to heaven, is our priest and our king. How does Jesus ascend as our priest? Well, what is the role of a priest but to be a mediator between God and the human race? And Jesus fulfills that perfectly in himself, because he is God and man. He enters into the sanctuary not made by human hands. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and lives to make intercession for us. You see, we are never alone. That loneliness that we may experience is not what God intends. We have an intercessor in heaven and a great high priest who lives for us. But we also have a king and a conqueror, right? God mounts his thrones to shouts of joy. I noticed that, by the way. It's very good. To shouts of joy. He mounts his thrones, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Jesus is the great high priest, and he is our king. And in the mystery of the ascension, he takes his place at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. He fulfills in a very powerful way Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, where the prophet Daniel is given this vision. He says, "And behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all should serve him. His dominion is eternal, and his kingdom will not be destroyed." Christ fulfills this great prophecy through his ascension by taking our humanity into the life of God. We are made for communion with the Lord. We are made for communion with love. We are made to be love and to give ourselves in love. And in doing so, we drive out loneliness and we find true happiness. No, we are not alone, because where our head has gone, we, the members of the body, are called to follow. But there's one more mystery that we all await, one that we'll celebrate next Sunday, as you and I and the whole church waits the promise of the Holy Spirit. And so throughout this week, I encourage you to keep the novena of calling on the Paraclete, to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your lives, into your heart, to drive out that loneliness with the communion that comes only from being in union with the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Praise be Jesus Christ. Let us stand and together profess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Trusting in the goodness of the Lord, we bring to him our prayers.
For all the clergy, religious, and people of God, especially Father Nick and Father Jim on this their anniversary of their ordination, that we will have the courage to witness and proclaim the gospel to all creatures, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that the God of light may inspire them to uphold religious freedom and care for the well-being of all people, we pray to the Lord. For Christians throughout the world who are persecuted for their faith, that they may be freed from fear and anxiety and strengthened in their courageous witness, and may peace come to their troubled lands, we pray to the Lord. For God's blessing and grace on all mothers this Mother's Day, We pray to the Lord. For the marginalized in our society, especially the elderly and infirm, that we will be sensitive to their needs and treat them with patience and gentleness. We pray to the Lord. For a greater respect for the sacredness and dignity of human life, and for the people of Ireland, who will soon vote on a repeal of an amendment that currently protects human life in the womb, that the sanctity and protection of life will prevail. We pray to the Lord. For the members of Our Lady of Loretto Parish community, for whom this Mass is offered, and for all our beloved dead, we pray to the Lord.
God, source of all life, for our mothers who are living, we humbly ask you, bless them with wisdom and understanding, she who has devotedly taught her children so much, from how to stand, to how to walk, to how to read, to how to pray. Bless them with affection and support, she who has gently cradled her children in her arms and shared them her hugs and kisses. Bless them with patience and strength, she who has willingly given so much of herself for the benefit of her children. Bless them with families who are responsive and grateful, as well as attentive and caring. Bless them with good health, joy, pride, peace, fulfillment, affirmation, encouragement, and love. And bless also our mothers who have passed to eternal life, that they who welcomed their maternal vocation may be enveloped in your divine embrace for all eternity. This blessing we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.